Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Jennifer Dixon. She is the author of The Holy Land Unveiled. American Free Press is the publisher of that book. She is also a contributing editor to the book, or writer, of the book, Challenge to Genocide, Let Iraq Live. Her websites are holylandunveiled.com and iftruthbeknown.net. And we were talking about, a lot of stuff before the break, and a lot of interesting things. When you start looking at all of these other countries and compare the similarities and the situations, including this country, then you find that things aren't as rosy and cheery as the press would like it to be, saying, oh, yes, we're going to get out of this recession, and, oh, things are just going really well, and look what we've got. We've got Obamacare now, and that's going to help everybody have access to the best health care in the world.
Huh. Yep. Well, you may be lucky if you don't have access to it. So
That's what Dr. Daniel said. She said you'll live longer if you don't have health insurance, and I believe that's true.
That probably is true, especially with what it's going to cost.
Yes.
But, it's funny, this fabricated system, and yet real peoples and cultures are always being undone. And there was a book written some decades ago, and it was called Small is Beautiful. Do you remember this?
No.
It was a very small book in keeping with its message. It was written by a German, and it was written to the whole idea of this this concept of mass society. Everything's got to be real big, and that's more economic. How many
Walmart,
people.
Walmart, as opposed to the corner store on the.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that corner store is inefficient. Walmart has everything you need.
Right.
But it's actually. His argument is it's not, and it's not actually efficient, and it's certainly not human. Everything becomes massive in scale, and they say this is, this world economy is efficient. How efficient is it to be throwing hardware across the planet? Things can be made locally, most
right.
of what you need. Doesn't mean you can't have trade. Doesn't mean there won't be specialty things. I mean, there'll be French wine and Belgian chocolates and whatever. People want avocados from Mexico and, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's fine. But you can still, if you control your economics, you control your politics.
Right.
And people do not control either anymore.
Now, what was the name of that book?
It's called Small is Beautiful. And
okay.
I don't remember the name of the author, but it's a nice little book. It's a perspective on the whole mass society thing,
right.
which is mass is mess. The quality has gone out of things, out of what you buy. And
things are made to be obsolete in 5 years or less.
5 minutes.
It would seem, especially with technology and iPhones and whatever.
And the computer, the mixed blessing.
Yes.
But, my mind hopped to. It was Rio Tinto that first.
Oh, yes.
Started the whole idea of controlling vital resources.
Right. And that was a Rothschild project.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
And Hoover had something to do with that. In fact, it was the mines in Spain and Bolivia. It was founded in 1873. It's one of the world's largest mining companies. And it has interest in coal, iron, copper, uranium, gold, and diamonds. All right, we do need to take a break. We'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Jennifer Dixon, and her websites are, let me just scroll down here, websites are holylandunveiled.com and iftruthbeknown.net. And during the break, I was looking for that book that you talked about, Small is Beautiful, and I think it's available as a PDF. It's, if it is the same one that you're talking about, was it written by, Schumacher?
Yes.
Okay. It is available as a PDF file. And
neat.
It was written when, in 73?
Okay, that sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, just kind of a human and humane approach to the subject of economics.
Yes, that's
the one. You
know,
we don't have to kill everybody to set up the plan, you know? We could do this another way. Talking about mines, now that we're on the subject of mines, Serbia and the Trepka mines. And the Trepka mines were, and I think are, the biggest mine complex in Europe, with gold, lead, copper, and all that kind of stuff. Huge mine complex. And, of course, there was the war in which Milosevic was held to be the true evil man, and Soros was a driving force behind that, behind the scenes, to get control of that very, very, very profitable mine complex, which belonged to the Serbian people.
Yes, and in every country, as you indicate, in every single country, whether you're talking about Australia, whether you're talking about Serbia, whatever country you're talking about, there is the same kind of techniques and tactics, resource seizure, and that is basically what it's all about, resource seizure, because if you control the resources, you control the people.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And the same kind of techniques are used in the sense that you start a propaganda war and decide that, you know, these people are terrorists or they're Nazis or they're homegrown terrorists.
Right.
Or whatever. They're the bad guys. And we have to defend ourselves. And so you get everybody to worked up to a lather. And then you stage an event. It kicks off the war. Or you start the sanctions.
Right.
Now, the sanctions were laid against Iraq. They're starting it with Iran. They certainly did it to the Germans in the 30s.
And in the First World War. In fact, they kept the sanctions going for 9 months after they ended the war.
In the First World War or the Second? Because
mm-hmm.
Okay.
The First World
Interesting.
War.
You know where that was also used was in the South. And that is
absolutely.
They weren't called sanctions. They were tariffs. But they were tariffs of, at times, up to 48%.
Right.
And it started in the beginning of the 19th century, and they kept it going to the beginning of the 20th. So it went way past the official end of the Civil War.
Right.
And they just destroyed the economy. That had already, by the time of the Civil War, which I think this is a really fascinating detail, only 5% of the people in the South owned slaves.
Right.
It was not profitable.
No.
It was going on the way out because, I mean, if you had a slave, you had to feed him. If you have an employee.
You get rid of him if you can't afford him.
Yeah, exactly. And you just give them chump change and call that a salary.
Mm-hmm.
You pay them $8 an hour in today's economy. And, you know, wish them the best of luck.
Right. Oh, it is the same. No matter what time period you're talking about or what country you're talking about, including our own.
It's sad.
So we do have some callers lining up. Why don't
we
go ahead and take a call? Let's take Lisa in Texas. Lisa, welcome to the program.
And Jennifer, I love your sites, Jennifer. They're great.
Thank you.
I have an interesting question for you. I think you might be able to shed some light. You know, Israel does all of these, promotes all of these tours of the Holy Land to Christians. Mm-hmm. I know many myself who do that on a regular basis. And I just would love to hear your insight on that whole propaganda campaign and what you know of that.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you a story. I was in Jerusalem, the old city, which is a very old city. It's fascinating because it's all stone and everything's covered over with stone, these little walkways. And anyway, so I went to a shop with Arab owners, of course, selling icons, Christian icons. And this was in 2005. And they were telling me, well, you know, the Israelis bring these American tourists through and tell them, don't shop in those shops. They're all run by terrorists. So they effectively destroy their businesses this way. And they bring these, you know, gullible people through and feed them the same old stuff. It's to the point where, this is a funny story, a Palestinian cab driver, he got some Christian Zionist girl from wherever, and she was going to throw him out of the cab.
Wow.
I mean, she was nuts. So he had to throw her out of his cab. So, I mean, this girl was ready to throw him out of the country and giving him what for. I mean, it's unbelievable. And the thing is, I'm not the first person to say it. If you repeat a lie enough, people believe it. And so it's done. And there are a lot of these tours. Just go on the internet. Go to Holy Land tours, and you'll see lots and lots of tours conducted by the Israeli state in conjunction with some of these churches and some not. But if you go there and actually talk to people and get the real story, it's totally different. I mean, there certainly is at this point in history in a Muslim-Christian war, but inside the tinderbox, they're getting along. Someone told me a story. It was a evangelical school, Lutheran evangelical, which is not our sense of the word, but they had their patriarch or whatever come and visit, and some passing Orthodox or somebody just started tossing things at them, and the little Muslim guys came up and protected them. So they try to work together because they're both under the gun.
Yeah, that's fascinating. They only take you to the little controlled spots. Is that correct? They don't, you know, you don't get to go wherever you want to go. Is that correct?
Oh, no. Yeah, no. Yeah, exactly. Of course, there's a set tour, and you know, you get a certain story, and you're on the bus and off the bus.
Right. How did you plan your trips over there?
The first time I went on tour, believe it or not, but it was partially tourist, partially religious, and partially political. And then that it was run by the Methodist Church that was trying at that point in 89-90 to sort of broach the subject. And I did see a lot. I talked to people, and we stayed, you know, on the West Bank and really saw the conditions. And then the second time, I organized it on my own. I just went out there, and it was, you know, it's a little crazy. You can read about it in the book, some of the stuff that I went through and saw. And the third time I got an invitation from a journal to work with them. But I just went as a tourist.
Did they look at you suspiciously if you went to go certain places?
Yeah, I did. But I can act like an airhead. I've got dandruff.
That is so productive, and it is so efficient or effective. Yes, indeed.
It does. It worked.
It works. It does.
It doesn't. I did, at the end of the time that I was here in 2009, I was like, it's time to go. I get little signs, you know, going through these checkpoints, and take off your glasses. I thought, oh, God, what do they want me to take off now? So, yeah, I mean, I did exit a little bit early, huh? Mm-hmm. You should know when.
Wow.
Because you don't, I mean, you don't have any rights there. You can get thrown in prison and toodaloo.
Well, I was given an invitation, an offer to go with a Bible study group here locally, and I just said, oh, no, thank you. I don't think so. I'm not going to give them any of my money if I don't have to. So,
good.
Well, thank you. That was very interesting information. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Dan, and good afternoon, Ms. Dixon.
Hi. Jennifer.
For us ordinary people, we are trying to put the pieces together and hope we put them together in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
But the information we are getting there, especially through RBN and Diana and her guest, is very helpful. When I look at the map of Palestine, and you look at those small islands of what the Palestinian people still control.
Right.
Reminds me of the the Indian reservations here in North America.
Except it's actually a lot less. There's not a complete analogy because, first of all, Israel-Palestine is tiny. In terms of compared to continental United States. And it's an absolute, I mean, I've never, of course, I didn't live in Russia in the 20s, so I have another frame of reference, but it's an absolute police state on the West Bank. It's, you know, you have tanks, military jeeps.
Oh, folks, I'm sorry. We're going to have to go to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, and then we'll pick this up on the other side. We'll be right back.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Jennifer Dixon. She is the author of The Holy Land Unveiled, and that is published by American Free Press. Her websites are holylandunveiled.com and iftruthbeknown.net. And we had Werner on the phone from New Brunswick. And I don't know which of you were talking. Okay. I think Jennifer was talking when we had to
okay.
break.
There isn't a complete analogy. There's out there you have complete police state, complete separate. I mean, people, first of all, the West Bank is completely dehydrated now because of the theft of water. So there's no farmable land or very little. Checkpoints, 600 checkpoints plus in an area of space equivalent to the, like, say, the distance between Washington, D.C. and New York, about 250 miles, but thin, you know, like 50, 75 miles at width. It's kind of hard to fathom it.
Now, when did the wall go up?
It's finished going up. Well, it's not finished necessarily. It was almost finished in 2009. And it's not what they misdescribe it, if that's a word, as an apartheid wall. What it is it snakes into the West Bank and carves up the West Bank, helps to carve it up. Mm-hmm. Because every 50 feet there are checkpoints with armed soldiers in them, in these, you know, high towers. it carves up the land. It separates the farmer from the city he's living in, from his farmland. It separates town from town. It makes travel that much more difficult. You have to, you know, go through this military procedure every time you walk through. You know, I mean, a funny story is that they actually built the wall through somebody's house, and he had to ask permission to go to the bathroom.
Oh my goodness! Well, I was there in '99, so before they had a wall.
Yeah,
and there were checkpoints then.
Mm-hmm. Well, now they've gone high tech. So when you go through a checkpoint, it isn't like you go to, a turnstile in the subway. You go through this like switchback pathway. I can kind of see cattle going through it.
Uh-huh. Right.
And they've got bars that go all the way up it to like 20 feet. So you're forced inside this thing. You're sort of trapped in it.
Right.
And then you get up to the check area where they photograph your bags, of course, and you. And if you're lucky, you get through. And if you're not, you don't.
Right.
People have been shot at them.
Now, they have that kind of contraption at the Dome of the Rock. When we went into that building, we had to take off our shoes. I mean, we literally had to leave everything outside of that facility, and had to go through the metal bars and whatnot. It was amazing.
And that was, you were there when?
99.
Okay. Well, since then, the last time I was there, you couldn't go in the city. There were hundreds of police, armed police, in every crowd. They were just part of the crowd.
Really?
So, and they're there, some of them plain clothes, a lot of just soldiers with fatigues and AK-47s or the whatevers, Uzis.
Uh-huh.
Lots of cameras, a couple hundred inside the old city, keeping an eye on everybody. It's very weird. And, of course, now they have the drones, which they used in the last attack on Gaza specifically. That's something to just – I was listening to this broadcast of somebody I just interviewed, actually, recently. And he was inside – of course, the buildings are stone. So the sound of this thing – he was inside the building when the drones were flying overhead.
Mm-hmm.
Brave kid doing his, internet thing.
Wow.
And it's incredible to listen to that sound. Now, those things aren't just spy machines. They drop bombs and killed several hundred. That's over 400. So I've got to get my figures straight. I don't want to say something that's incorrect, but lots of people were killed or wounded. I think it was wounded by these things in the last bombing campaign. So, you know, it's effectively completely isolating and trapping a population and then having at them. With weaponry, like because the weapons development of the last years is really incredible. The technology doubled from the time of Vietnam War to the time of the Gulf War and then doubled again since then.
Right.
So they have this horrific. I mean, we have remote control warfare.
Right.
And it's being used. And these things like the dime bomb, the phosphorus bomb. It's you know, to give a for instance or kind of something to think about, this is Iraq, but the same amount of tonnage of ordnance that was dropped in the entire span of World War II was dropped on Iraq in that first.
Right. Right.
So it's
unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
All righty, we are taking a break, and I think Werner's still on the phone, so we'll get back to him when we come back from the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Jennifer Dixon. She is the author of The Holy Land Unveiled, and that is published by American Free Press. Her websites are holylandunveiled.com and iftruthbeknown.net. Werner, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I just want to say basically what's happening there in Israel is now the new and improved version of an old strategy that has been always used by the conquerors, or most of the time used by the conquerors in order to subdue and to hopefully eliminate the local population.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to hold the head of states of all those countries that are approving those crimes. We have to hold them accountable.
But, you know, I agree, but how does that work in practice?
Well, as I say, you know, the very simple way. People have to go on the streets with billboards and so, and name the bad players in their own countries that are supporting this kind of genocidal policy. Name the politicians, right? Straight up front, you know?
Yeah, but then they get rid of one set of politicians and bring in another bunch of jerks.
Well, as I say, but during this process, people have to be educated about what the real situation is and not the spin that's been given to it by the mainstream controlled media.
True. Well, that's, yeah. That is hopefully what we're doing.
And in the end, you know, the truth there's a longer staying power than the lies, because the lies, sooner or later, they run out of steam. And no matter how many times they revamp the lies and improve the lies, you know, replacing smaller lies with bigger lies, with more, as I say, with more, with worse lies. Right now, we are dealing with a situation where they always want to keep up, heating up again about the Holocaust and everything in order to cover up their own crimes.
Of course.
They're being done worldwide, you know.
Of course. Oh, yeah. That, but see, what is very different about this age than any other is mass media.
Yeah,
and there is this global mass media, and then there's the internet. So I don't know.
But
I don't know how it will turn out.
But the internet,
I really don't.
Gets gradually infiltrated by more and more of the very same forces that have been controlling all along the mass media.
Yes, it is. In a lot of very subtle ways, too.
Yeah.
To insinuate themselves into every group.
So what choice do we have? But he kept my way at it.
I don't know. I mean, it would seem as though this economic system is kind of crumbling, but people say that, and yet, you know, once the mechanisms are of control are established, I don't know. I really don't. I mean, if you have global military that are fantastically armed, and they could be shipped around, I mean, that's worst case scenario. It's that's the scary stuff.
But you know,
I don't know.
We got a saying: "The Almighty One, He doesn't let trees grow all the way into heavens. Even the mightiest trees, sooner or later, they get blown down."
They do, yeah. But a lot of people die in the process.
Yeah, this is a terrible thing, and especially in the so-called industrialized countries, people they think they've got a certain amount of security, but
they have not.
Now more and more people realize it is not as what it's all made out to be, the security
right. And
safety.
No, it's not there. And I think it's something people don't want to let go of because it's something they've assumed. You know, I think some things seem unbelievable to me, even though I know facts and I know that I was also raised in the United States, and I thought, wow, well, this is this great big prosperous, powerful democracy or whatever, you know. And I never assumed it could even get to where it's gotten to.
Yeah, and as I say, this is what a lot of people in the United States thought during the Dust Bowl days, you know, that were living on the West Coast and that were living on the East Coast in the more prosperous part of the United States. Most of them knew very little what happened there, out there on the prairies.
Exactly. I didn't.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
And again, it's hidden history.
I didn't
even know, for instance, another story, the complete destruction of the South, which I've alluded to. But this was another famine, the destruction of the farmland of the Shenandoah.
That was terrible.
Very, you know, productive, rich, beautiful farmland. It's a very lovely country, that part of Virginia. I grew up next to it. I never knew about that.
Right.
So, you know, it's not even not knowing what goes on hundreds of miles away, let alone what goes on across the planet. You don't even know what goes on next door or what did go on.
But that's where the owner should be, on the education system, on the schools.
Well, yeah.
Right. But they control that, too.
Yeah. I mean, that's not going to happen. And it's kind of interesting how they've eliminated. It's not just distorted history. Now there's none. I mean, I don't think most Americans study history in school at all anymore.
And they certainly don't know the accurate history of the Civil War, the so-called Civil War. It's been so misrepresented to the point that, it's just ridiculous.
It is. But it serves an agenda.
Oh, absolutely.
And in the North, in the factories, they had another form of slavery.
Yeah.
because it was cold.
Right, child labor and the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then think of the thousands upon thousands, if not millions, of people that worked in those factories.
Right.
For the better half of the last half of the 19th century.
Right, and those factories are no longer in existence because they've outsourced their all of production.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now they have them in China.
Right.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, in Canada, in the north, their children working in the coal mines.
Wow, yep. See, I did that.
Yeah. As I say, it's the same monster behind.
Mm-hmm.
The Anglo-financial Zionist monster.
Right.
Colonial Zionist monster.
Yep.
And they have left now probably billions, more than a billion of people, human lives in their path.
Right.
They've killed off over the last few hundred years.
Got a lot of blood on their hands, a lot of destroyed infrastructure, a lot of children dying. It's not a pretty picture at all. Well, thank you, Werner, so much for calling into the program. We should move on. We have some other callers. All righty, let's take Chris in Missouri. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good, and you?
Good. I was wondering if Jennifer, I spent a lot of time in Israel, and I was traveling and working over there back in the 90s, like during Intifada.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if Jennifer... At one point, I was living in Arad. There's a school there that has a lot of American students that come over, like a school exchange. If she was aware of that place.
Of what place?
There's a school in Arad, A-R-A-D, Arad.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering, because you were talking about these tours, bringing Americans over and propagandizing them. And when I was living and working there in that town, I was doing a labor job.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the students that I knew that were Americans that were going to school there, you know, I was living and working and traveling around Israel, so I had a pretty good, clear idea of what was really going on because it was right in front of me, you know.
Okay.
And it was,
interesting.
You know, I could see, I would go and stand like the Mexicans do here, stand on the side of the road and pick up a labor job for $2 an hour.
Wow.
Like they're in Greece. I did that in Greece and did it in a bunch of places. But anyway, the point being is that, but when I was doing this at the school, I was making about $2 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And these American students were over there, and because they're Jewish kids, you know, they're getting jobs for like $8 to $10 an hour, where they're sitting on their butts all day, right? And then, but it was interesting because I'm a musician, and what I was working on was a music sound studio, so we attracted a lot of the musician types from over there that you would expect to be a little bit hipper and, you know, more aware of what's going on. But they kept these guys in like this little cloister, you know, and these guys were so indoctrinated. And so you got all these Jewish, you know, American musicians and artists and creative people, and they're over there and they just have no idea what's going on. Of course, they're going back to the United States with this full-on propaganda campaign in their head and spreading that around. And that's part of, you know, these guys are working a propaganda campaign on so many levels and so many ways and so many places. I was wondering how much of that you saw in the institutions over there, like the kibbutzes or the mushavs or anything like that.
I didn't spend a whole lot of time on that side of the border because I was there to document what went on in the West Bank.
Right.
And I think it's kind of obvious from this country,
yeah.
You know, the propaganda that goes on. So, you know, again, I was trying to see what other people don't see.
Yeah, did you?
So, but that is—it's interesting that you did that, and you did that in the 90s. So, did you travel into across the border, the Green Line?
Yeah, I came over from the east side. I actually hitchhiked from Kuwait up into Iraq and across all of Iraq and through Jordan, and then landed at the Allenby King Hussein Bridge.
Right. Right.
And went in there.
Yeah, I did that once too. I did that way, which is
did you
of course.
Have to get a West, did you have to get a West Bank permit in Amman?
Yeah, I got. I was given a lot of trouble actually coming in there.
Oh yeah.
What are you doing? You're the only, you know, Westerner on the bus. I said, yeah. So it was difficult, actually. It was quite difficult to come in that way. I was detained. It was a little scary.
Yeah,
it's interesting. You've seen it from that perspective. Because, I mean, you can, I could very easily fly in, take the tours, go to the beach, party out, leave, and not have a clue.
Yeah. All you have to do is work around. And there's just so many everyday social situations if you're over there. I mean, it's right in front of your eyes. It doesn't matter what amount of newspaper, TV, or propaganda. You know, what you see in front of you is what you see in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good that you're bringing that over, because a lot of people, they just, you know, I was just commenting on the depth. I was amazed when I was there, because I've worked for newspapers before I went there, so I was always a news hound, you know. I'm always paying attention to that.
Well, it's amazing what people don't see.
Oh, yeah. And even when it is in front of them, because they'll choose to sidestep all those places. So, yeah, it's going to take forever to Americans to wake, even in everyday conversation. If I say something kind of flippant about Israelis, that, you know, I live in the Bible Belt, so I get these, like, Zionist Christian guys. Oh, that's, mm-hmm. I mean,
I do
you
too.
Saw it right in front of you happen, and you're documenting it, and you have photos to prove it, which I'm sure you have the same, mm-hmm. and people are telling you, no, it didn't happen.
Right.
Like, oh, it doesn't happen that way.
Exactly. You're crazy. Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah,
and it's,
right.
It's.
I've never left my couch, but I know more than you.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. I've never left whatever, you know. Oh, the signs are in the front yard, stay on the road.
Yeah, it's the History Channel defense is what I'm starting to call it.
Yeah, that's funny. TV's
all righty, well.
Then
okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks,
I'll check
Chris.
Out your book.
Thank you.
All righty, let's take Art in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Deanna, Jennifer. Thank you for taking my call. I haven't been to the Middle East, but I still see the same thing here. I'm in southeastern Pennsylvania, not too far from where Washington crosses Delaware. Mm-hmm. As an example, I went to a political rally for the Bucks County Republican Party in the Upper Bucks area. And I said, what are you doing about having a convicted felon running the Pennsylvania Republican Party, Robert Asher? The response was from one of the Israeli types is, we got to basically put you into a concentration camp and retrain you. So, right.
Really?
Really.
She said
right.
that?
They actually said that. The other ones I've seen, for instance, I protested, again, that same convicted felon put Tom Ridge in power, and we saw him become the first head of the Department of Homeland Security, and we could see what a mess is there. In the times I went through an airport, it was obvious how many Israelis were actually manning the airport screenings for the TSA. I've seen other times where I've done political protests.
Mm-hmm.
The one that was real pronounced was when I was down in Philadelphia on last week of the Bush Jr. administration. And you could see the Israelis getting ready for the war with Lebanon. They're screaming support the No Child Left Behind program. I mentioned the USS Liberty. They had their students from the school buses come in. This is the 16th and Market, right where they call Love Park. They have that big old metal love sign there. And they're photographing everybody who's protesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got their mm-hmm. spies over here. They basically jeered. This is, you know, they took the papers about the USS Liberty and just basically stomped on them. And everybody from Israel, you know, all the Israeli types are just mm-hmm. cheering. Okay, it
wow.
was unbelievable. And then we have the police there from Lynn Abraham there to have it in a police photograph. Everybody found out Abraham was part of was a senior official for the Anti-Defamation League. Also went after the Christians yeah. in the Philly protests. So it's right here. You don't
oh,
have
yeah.
to. I mean,
oh,
it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is.
Right.
That's what the TSA is about.
Yeah, the TSA was set up by the Jewish Mafia out of Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. and then it was taken over by Chernoff, and now it's taken over by, mm-hmm. what's the name? Who was
Napolitano.
Napolitano was basically a front for McCain, who McCain's basically married to the Jewish Mafia. So we can see it right here.
Yeah. You know, it is, and it's been going on for decades. And again, it comes right back to why don't people wake up? And you could keep asking the same question until you're blue in the face. But
yeah, but I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
Well, I do know what to say. I mean, basically, we have to collectively do, at the very least, what they do in France is start national strikes against these bad boys. You know. We got to stop buying their products and put them out of business before they put us out of business.
Yep, that's true.
Boycott
works.
Yeah.
It's worked for them. It does work. Yeah. It does work. But people won't. Yeah, it's like, well, got to go to Walmart. Why? It's cheapest stuff. Can't afford anything else.
Well, even if you do have to go to Walmart, you can do things like, buy, as an analogy, if you went to Home Depot, like Walmart, buy $2 worth of nuts and bolts and basically tie up the line for hours on end. Make it uneconomic for them. Or if you want to go into casinos, blow through, a roll of pennies, where you have a machine tied up where it costs them more to keep the machine open and what you're doing.
Oh, you're talking about sabotage, Art. What a thought. We do have to go to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
All right. I'll let you go.
Minutes?
Okay. Thanks, Art.
If they can, I can afford to go.
All right. Be back in 3 minutes.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Our guest today has been Jennifer Dixon. She is the author of The Holy Land Unveiled, published by American Free Press. Her websites are holylandunveiled.com and iftruthbeknown.net. And I have a question, an email question. Has your guest, and it's very comparable to what Art was talking about, has your guest been harassed for having pro-Palestinian activities? As I understand it, many people and charities have been labeled terrorists for being pro-Palestinian.
Oh, I have, actually. and I had kind of weird incidents, but it's subtle. You know, people who have become my friends.
Oh.
Yeah. And actually even had them in my apartment trying to help me with the computer where the dawn, you know, the light, dawned. I was like, why does this woman want my key? Key to my website so desperately. Why does she want so much to help me? That's scary.
It always comes in the form of help. Oh, let me help you do your research. Oh, let me send you some books so that you can research where the direction that I want you to go. Oh, don't use your books. Let me provide this for you. Oh, please. I'm just so helpful.
I had one of those, too. That was a cultivating a friendship, and it was, you know, we had dolphins, dog pictures, and and then later down the line, it began to seem he was too helpful.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, and that's very weird.
Right. And I think Michael Hoffman said that the first inclination of infiltration is flattery. Or something to that effect.
Interesting. Yeah, of course. I mean, you're not going to walk in with the Uzi or whatever right off the bat. You got to get in the door first.
Sure.
But it's creeping. It's a creeping thing.
Right.
Which is, yeah, I mean, you get played and then you get a little bit smarter.
Right. Right. You don't fall for that stuff any longer.
Yeah.
But has anybody tried to, slash your tires or do anything like that?
No, not yet. Of course, they can't.
We don't want to give them any ideas.
No, nobody's tried that. No, that would be, thank God. But they have. I mean, they do different things to different people. It's weird. I mean, some people have gotten death threats.
Some people have lost their jobs. Some of the activists that I'm aware of have lost their jobs and have gotten letters from organizations, Jewish organizations, actually threatening to hurt them professionally and have followed through. And
Sad. It's very sad, and you're not going to work in the mainstream. Mm-mm.
No. Mm-mm.
No.
Or even in the big corporations, because they do have it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the computer lists are for real.
They
definitely
are.
So, I mean, people say, well, this isn't a police state.
It's probably more of a police state than any other state that we know of. We're just too ignorant to figure it out.
Well, because it so far lands lightly.
Relative. Right.
It doesn't land on most people.
Right.
And that may be the way it's the game plan from now on.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, we have run out of time. It went by so fast today. So, Jennifer, thank you so very, very much. And
let's do
this again.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
To you and your listeners. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Nice talking to you tomorrow.